Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. I'll be kicking the door on Wednesday, 9:06 p.m. It's your boy, Save James. You are in tune with TM Hyman Radio Live, hashtag The Social Lab. We are in this BIE's niche. Relationship Wednesday, y'all. We chop it up with Fee a little bit later on during the show. And we still basking in the glory of the weekend on the sand, the place where church is chicken and KFC ain't got nothing on the breast and thighs that was flocking around like the chickens that some of them were in Miami. We ain't going to get back into that. Hey. We all seen the chicken head too. Can't be mad at that. But yo, straight from Itty Bitty Plant City, the Tampa Bay region, guy with his hot chocolate. What's goody?
Yes, yes, your girl HC right here from Itty Bitty, but only for a few more weeks. And yes, we are still basking in the afterglow of No Seat South Beach. We're going to get into the meat and the details of it once we have a promoter, super promoter team on, maybe Friday, maybe one day next week. You know, they got a lot of things going on gearing up for
Nassau. They counting that money.
January. Yeah, and counting that paper using the money gun. Using the Miami money gun.
Already. Yo, man, we're going to be chopping up with
yeah.
B. We're going to be chopping up with a little bit later.
This is a new recipe.
Yo, can't wait to hear because, yo, she knows what she's doing, man. Like, I don't give everybody credit on their food, but when you can put it down in that kitchen, hey, hats off to you. Hats off to you. Desserts are slamming and everything, yo. So, word. But, yo, that was a pretty dope remix, though, right there, man. I found that on SaveJames.com for those that want to know.
On your website, is that right?
that's mine. I didn't know that.
How did we not know that?
I googled, you know, dope remixes, and that just popped up. So, yeah. But yo, check it.
Yo, call that the Woo Wednesday mix because you had a little bit of my favorites up in there, little Woo thing.
Yeah, of course, man. That joint, I don't know how it came together, but hey, so what? Yo, but check it. We about to go into a break real quick. But yo, I got some new music tonight. I got some. Do you ever heard that? You know the Jay-Z Spiritual joint yet?
Yes.
You heard that? Okay. Yeah, I was about to say I want to grade that on there because I really don't know. I don't have a clean version of it. So I mean, it's not that bad, but it's it's enough to catch your attention. But, I want to get into that a little bit later. I want to wait for everybody to get on the show because we're still waiting for T to pop up, So we're going to get into that a little bit later. But I got some new French Montana, too. This one is all right. I'm going to try this out. Yeah, it's called Two Times. You might have heard it already, but I don't know if people did. Team Hunt Radio Live. We'll be right back, y'all.
Came fresh cold like strip ride. Keep it 100 with my clip ride. Wait for it. Came fresh cold like strip ride. Keep it 100 with my clip ride. Don't be talking about me on my thing ride. Don't be talking about me on my thing ride. Came fresh cold like strip ride. Keep it 100 with my clip ride. Don't be talking about me on my thing ride. Don't be talking about me on my team, right? Ooh, la, la, la. La, la, la. Make a movie, yeah. Ooh, la, la, la. La, 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 la. Make a movie, yeah. If the box good, hit it two times, huh? If the box good, hit it two times, huh? If the box good, hit it two times. If the box good, hit it two times. Used to dust them off and pass them a check. Do me like an animal, I'll buy you, man. We don't work for that, no, we came from that. Black rose in the concrete with a pavement at. Two miles, we with a pavement at. Two tanks, three dice, we was shaking that. It is what it is, man, God wrote it. She gone deep with her eyes open, yeah. So rock shots in that. Talk about me and my pain. Me and Cash in the land, we got two things. Came from the bottom like loose chains. Jumping on these suckers 23. She dabbing on them suckers 4 feet. And all that dough real on the real though. She got her legs open like a field goal. The rock shots in there. Don't be talking about me or my pain. Came fresh cold like a strip ride. Keep a 100 on my clip ride. Don't be talking about me or my pain. Don't be talking about me or my pain. I came fresh cold like a strip ride. Keep a 100 on my clip ride. Don't be talking about me or my pain. Don't be talking about me or my pain. Ooh la la la. If the box good, hit it two times. Dipping through the corners, got a stick and move. Catch me in that trap, watch me make a move. Blow a 100 like China back to KLD. Sunday up and live, Monday AOD. Back to back race, the Holy Ghost. Holy glowing smoke, sipping hand to low. Dose, yeah. The rock shots in there. Don't be talking about me on my pain. I'm lied to the law, hand on the white pipe. Straight to the cash, clash with the tight, tight. Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. Besides the main pain, take air one. I'm dipping through the lane, baby, air one. The rock shots in there. Don't be talking about me or my pain. Ooh la la la. La la la, make the movie, yeah. Ooh la la la. La la la, make the movie, yeah. If the box good, hit it two times. If the box good, hit it two times. If the box good, hit it two times. If the box good, hit it two times.
9:13 p.m. here in the Social Lab, your girl Hot Chocolate Sage James holding it down for TM Hama Radio Live.
Yep.
Right here in Itty Bitty Plant City.
Yeah.
And we are in the Social Lab. It is Relationship Wednesday. But first, we're going to get our culinary palate tantalized by the delicious recipe styles of Felicia Sweet Tooth LLC Moses. Chopping it up with C. What's going on, C?
Hey, hey. How are you?
Good. Ain't nothing to it. What's up?
You finally get you some rest from the Miami weekend?
I did. It was much needed, but it was a blessing to be amongst you guys. So,
And a blast.
Pleasure was
yours.
Pleasure was all yours.
Really?
Yeah, oh, Lord.
All mine.
The pleasure was all mine to taste the food. So what you got for us this
Well,
week?
Thank you. Well, tonight we're going to stick with the Mexican theme. I'm going to show you guys how to make my fiesta chicken casserole. Something very simple, something quick. You can get in and out of the kitchen. So we're going to start with a 3/4 ounce can of cream of chicken soup, a 3/4 ounce can of cheddar cheese soup, a 3/4 ounce can of cream of mushroom soup, a 10-ounce can of diced tomatoes with green chilies, one whole chicken. And what I do, I don't try to get all fancy. I just buy a rotisserie chicken from the store that's already done. So you don't have to be in the kitchen slaving and baking a whole chicken. Just get that rotisserie chicken, and what you're going to do is just get the meat off of the chicken. You want to debone it really, really well until you get about 4 cups of your cooked chicken. You then get a pack of flour tortillas, and between 2 and 4 cups of shredded cheddar cheese. And what you're going to do is preheat your oven at 350 degrees. In a large bowl, you stir together all of your soup and your tomatoes, as well as your shredded chicken. Once that is mixed really well together in a greased 13-by-9-inch pan, you layer your tortillas and your chicken mixture, beginning and ending with the tortillas. And then at the top, you would sprinkle the cheddar cheese over the casserole, and you bake it for about 30 minutes or until your cheese is all gooey and yummy. And once that's done, you just pull it out the oven and you're ready to go.
Nice.
Yeah, that sounds real good. I like my cheese gooey and yummy. You know what I mean?
Lord have mercy.
Right
now,
not touching that one.
Yeah, let me leave that one alone, too. Being that I have some south of the border affiliation, being born and raised for 12 years on the border of Mexico and El Paso, I'm interested to know what sort of seasonings you're adding to the dish to keep it, you know, with that authentic Mexican flavor.
Right. You can add sazon seasoning. You can add some sazon. Garlic. You can even, what was that?
No,
you can even add some, okay. You can even add some black beans to it, maybe some roasted corn. You can kind of make it your own to give it its own little Southwest flair. Mm-hmm.
What about like some cilantro? I like that. Work with it too? Cilantro and lime?
Cilantro, I love, love, love cilantro. So if you want some brightness to it, yes, definitely add some fresh cilantro to that. That would set it off. And then a little scoop of sour cream and maybe some little homemade salsa or some canned salsa.
That.
And some guacamole, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, how do you feel about the spice cumin, C-U-M like Mary I-N?
I love cumin. It basically, like you said, it'll tie in that Southwest feel because it, to me, when you bite into a taco, that's basically what you're tasting. That cumin is a really overpowering flavor. So that seasoning would be really awesome in that as well. Absolutely. Anything that you make it your own, you know, some people really don't have a tolerance for the salt intake in sazon. So you can hype it up with getting in the cumin and the cilantro and things of fresh nature, and that'll also help balance out your casserole.
Yeah, cumin is like my go-to spice when I make Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Nice.
You guys got to let me know when y'all try that out.
All right. Yeah, I already have last week's menu on deck to try, so I might set my menus up. And,
I'm trying to get my ultra perm fee. Trying to get that ultra perm.
You know what? We're not going there. That insider.
Trying to get that ultra perm. Yo, 919. We're going to be right back. We got some new music right here from Uzi Vert. Some joint called You Was Right. Let's see how you feel about this one. Divine Radio Social Lab. We'll be right back, y'all.
Oh, man.
Ain't nothing but old turn.
From the back watching. Bless you.
It's your metro, don't trust you. I'm gonna shoot you.
Crying on my arms like a correct you. Metro booming, want some more. Yeah, alright. You was right, I was wrong. Yeah, I should've never ever took her home. Yeah, I should've just. Yeah, fantasy on my phone. Yeah, front to back watching. Bless you. Yeah, crying in my arms like a wrecked you. Talking about a broken heart, running to the restroom. Yeah. Look at my mama chip like we rich.
Yeah.
Look at my like we rich. Say we ain't got no minus at best.
No.
Counting all that money, so that nigga just the best.
I know that you ain't got it, boy. Why you ain't just say that?
Yeah. They see I got that money, and that was like I said that.
Yeah.
I don't pay that no mind. I been had that.
When I
saw my girl, yeah, you know I had to back that.
Yeah.
And before me, yeah, they had that. Fine, including me, I had to back. Try to diss me, I take it to your family.
Yeah.
I fuck my sister to make sure that she vanished. Yeah, alright. You was right, I was wrong. Yeah, I should've never ever took her home. Yeah, I should've just. Yeah, fantasy on my phone. Yeah, from the back watching. Bless you. Yeah, crying in my arms like correct you. Talking about a broken heart, running to the restroom. Yeah, alright. You was right, I was wrong. Yeah, I should've never ever took her home. Yeah, I should've just. Yeah, fantasy on my phone. Yeah,
front to back watching. Bless you. Yeah, crying in my arms like a wrecked you. Talking about a broken heart, running to the restroom. Yeah, even though we in the same room, you just locked the door, so I gotta text you. Like, they unlocked the door, gotta use the restroom. Like, I don't wanna war, I wanna caress you. Yeah, yeah, alright, alright, alright. You was right, I was wrong. Yeah, I should've never ever took her home. Yeah, I should've just. Yeah, fantasy on my phone. Yeah, front to back, watching. Bless you. Yeah, crying in my arms like correct you. Talking about a broken heart, running to the restroom. Yeah.
/9:22 out here in the DC metropolitan area. It's your boy Save James. So tune Team Hyman Radio Live, the Social Lab. I am joined by my counterparts over here, Hot Chocolate and Chopping It Up with Fee Sweet Tooth LLC over here, getting it popping with the South of the Border dish. Wet by Wednesday, that's what they call it. So, you know, we're going to keep it moving. Hey, I have a question to the ladies. Maybe y'all can help me out with this.
Okay.
Sure. Why, when you, I'm not saying it's you all, but you may have been in the situation before and may know people that have done this, so you can shed some insight on it for me. For the life of me, I was talking to a close person today about it. Why do y'all, when y'all go to the clubs or go out and it's a dancing environment, y'all don't want to dance with nobody except for, like, your girls? Y'all could have did that at home. And, you know, put on the satellite radio station and did this there.
What's I'm going to go
sure
with
factors.
Because
I'm pretty sure there's different factors. I know there's different factors, but just like
yes,
perspective
there,
on it, you know what
there
I'm saying?
Several, yes, several different barriers. I'm going to go with, excuse me, variables. I'm going to go with for 500 Alex. The fact that guys, when we go to the club, we want to dance. Like, we have invested time in our moves, you know, the hair flip, you know, the look back at it. We've been in the mirror trying to, you know, see what move combination looks best. And when we get out there and we try to do that, all y'all want to do is either ride up on the booty or, you know, if we're facing you, you know, you want to just cup the booty and bounce.
Ain't that what it's there for? Ain't that why you're wearing
no,
to get attention?
No. What is attention have to do with me wanting to bust my top 40 moves of the week?
All
you
right.
know, I watched the whole Beyonce video. You know what I'm saying? I want to do the boy bye move when that, you know, middle finger's up and all that comes on. I can't do that if you're cupping my butt at the same time.
Okay. All right. So, say in the event that might not be the case and the dude is just like, you know, I'm feeling the music the same way you are. You know what I'm saying? Blow the whistle. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm here with you. But it's like, you know.
Right. I want to whistle when I'm blowing the whistle too.
But I'm saying, if I'm trying to blow the whistle with you, like, you know, pause. But you know what I'm saying? If I'm trying to, like, you know, have crowd participation with you, what's wrong with that? What's wrong
yeah,
with that?
Yeah, you should.
There's nothing.
But I don't see that happening, though. I really don't see that happening. I'm not a club person at all. And just this past weekend when we went out, I was just kind of scoping out the scene. It's not a whole lot of guys approaching females asking to dance. You don't see that.
That's
you
true.
Literally
That's
see
true.
Guys
nah,
walking
I mean,
around.
Okay.
You know, you see guys walking around with bottles, you know, with their boys doing a little two-step. Then you got
Turn
the girls. Yeah, basically. And then you got the girls who, you know, they just got their fresh bundles. So they're not trying to get that wet, and they're, you know,
right.
they're babysitting a glass. So, I mean, I think now the club scene has really changed, you know, from when I really party. You know, I
mean, it's like you
I went with the fresh.
But you got to text them. They got to catch you with Snapchat or something like that. If you got to Snapchat,
exactly.
They got to be following
exactly.
you. Like, yo, I
mm-hmm.
want you to come up and dance with me. And shorty stop mm-hmm. fronting, and she's going to follow your Snapchat. She's going to come with. It's like, that's corny, son. Like, but, okay.
But
all
that's
right,
the
I
society
get
we're in right now.
I get that. But you know what's even the worst point? I'm going to let you, and then we're going to go to break. I was out probably maybe like 2 weeks before we went out there to Miami out here in D.C. at Park on 14th. I was there, and I saw a chick that was like, you know, in there. She just having a good time dancing. But, you know, she welcomed all challenges pretty much. You know what I'm saying? She would, you know, bring them in, like, you know, they would dance, do their little 1-2 thing or whatever. And then, like, you know, she would, like, you know, gracefully float off. You know what I mean? It was nothing disrespectful, but it was like, that was just, you know, I had enough. Bong. So that was all good. But then I saw one dude that she was trying to give it up to. And the thing about it is, a lot of dudes can't dance neither, yo. Like,
exactly.
She hit one of the moves where she grabs the railing and, like, leans over. So she has complete support by her hand. So all she has to do is work the lower half. Yo, that's
uh-huh.
a classic move. That's a classic, like, yo.
He
ain't
know what
to
do with himself.
Yo, he ain't know what to do. It was like, does not compute. And I'm thinking to myself, homie, I hope you have on boxes so she can get all of that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's what's going to happen the way she's moving. But, yo, it was sickening to see, like, the generation. Cats don't dance no more, man. It's like
like they're karate chopping people. The dance is like ridiculous.
Karate chopping though.
Yeah,
that's the Millie Rock.
Whatever the case may be, it did not look right. I'm like, what are you doing?
The Millie Rock.
That's not a dance.
Yeah,
that's not a dance. I'm sorry.
Yo,
no.
Yo son, that's
the
crazy. but I guess it might be the younger chicks who I'm seeing is more reactive in that manner whenever it comes to somebody dancing with them or, you know, being approached to dance because, like you said, they try not to get that bundle messed up. But my thing is this, if you got the right kind of bundle, I thought you're supposed to be able to treat it like regular hair. You could wash it, dry it, blow dry it, dye it.
True.
Right, later, side, red beans,
but
and gravy.
See,
I ain't too lazy.
That,
you know what I mean?
That tells you who has the good bundles and who has
and who got
the cheap
that yak.
Bundles.
Who got that yak?
Yes,
right.
That
yak. Right.
Yo, it's 9:49
right.
Right now. We're about to go to a break right here. You got some more new garbage right here by designer called Timmy Turner. I'm kind of frustrated right now with this dude. Not because that he's trash, but he's on a good music label, Kanye's label, and dudes like him is getting all this spins everywhere. But you got cats like Saha the Prince, that's actual hip hop, a lyrical mastermind, and he can't get put out yet. That's what bothers me about the game. And if Kanye, if this is your label, you should know better than this, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, and I hope he does come for us. That'll be ratings. Yo, here we go. 9:30. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You know that it's on the furnace, but I'm still beachy. Had to watch it, nigga, no beachy, riding for wallet. Chill ain't if I ain't walking. You know that it's on the furnace. Timmy Turner. People with you for a burner. You chill ain't if I ain't walking. You know that it's on the furnace, but I'm still beachy. Had to watch it, nigga, no beachy, riding for wallet. Chill ain't if I ain't walking. Know that it's on the furnace. Timmy Turner.
Timmy Turner, young boy walking with the ball, party ball, by 6 10 ratchets on 10 10 with a 10 clapping on the 10 10 with a 10 10 with a 4 5 with 4 5 Timmy.
the furnace, but I'm too beachy. Had the bond, you nigga, I'm no beachy, but I'm too wallin'. Keep that him out here walking. You know how this on the furnace. Timmy Turner. See what was you for a burner. Keep that him out here walking. You know how this on the furnace, but I'm too beachy. Had the bond, you nigga, I'm no beachy, but I'm too wallin'. Done too many chemical farmers. You can hit the slab with a hunter. Child moon, moon, ball, wanna. You can hit down the ball, summer. So I got big and bold, the dead, the willy. Child of moon, moon, ball, the willy. You be choked down, cold, the guinea. Can't hit the road, the ceiling. For the ball, dude. Thinking all myself. For the ball, women. I'm a dream, damn, world. People wish you for a murder. Keep it in your head, walking. You know that it's on the burning, but I be bond, you nigga, I'm no beast, you might be wildin'. Keep that him out here walkin'. You know how this all you burnin'. Timmy, Timmy, Timmy Turner.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:33 p.m. here in the Social Lab. Your girl, Hot Chopper, Save James, chopping up with T and I on Relationship Wednesday, that is. And, you know, I'm sure that there are plenty of designer friends and, you know, fans out there. But, you know, there may even be some in my age range because, once again, I'm the most mature one on the team. But
That's right.
I'm getting feedback via text from, you know, several of our TM Hyman Radio listeners, and they're of varying age ranges, and they don't really like that either. So
What did he just say? What did he just
exactly
say?
Exactly what I'm saying, yo. It took me months to figure out.
I got bras in Atlanta, credit cards in the scammers, and that's all I got. And Panda. And that's it. That's all I got.
But what is Panda? What is it? I asked my 17-year-old. She couldn't even explain to me what Panda
I
want to
say,
what?
and I might be wrong. I might be wrong on this, but one explanation I heard was it's the seats in a certain car. I think it's like one of the Phantoms or something like that. And they're two-tone black and white, so it looks like a panda. That's what I heard somewhere. I don't know how accurate that is, but it's
okay,
the seats
so
of a very expensive car.
Okay, so how does that actually correlate to him having girls?
Because he
in
got
Atlanta
that car.
And the credit
if you got
card.
That car, you can have girls in Atlanta. And he might have got it off the credit cards and the scammers. I don't know. It's swipe life. You know what I'm saying? Niggas pay for stuff on swipe. You know what I mean? So you got to kind of like decode their new lexicon.
No, I can't do that. That's too much.
My younger listeners who don't know what lexicon is, look it up, okay? And that'll help you better understand this conversation. So it's the new age jargon, and you got to kind of like decode. I mean, we had our own talk, you know what I'm saying, in the 90s when the Wu-Tang came and everybody, you know, we started talking in codes back then and everything, but it was somewhat like you could follow the path to what we were trying to say. It's like now it's just like a lot of random broken fret. But bottom line, it was trash. So
garbage for 1,000, Alex.
You got the Daily Double.
Yeah, the Daily Double.
You got the Daily Double on that one. Yo, what's happening with hip-hop nowadays? But anyway, okay, so back to what I was saying. Now, if we're both at the point of the height of the song and we're like, you know, quote-unquote partying together, and, you know, and the rhythm is right, it's like y'all would like still turn around. Like, y'all want to, but it's like you got an obligation to your girls. And you got to turn around and be like, nah, I'm dancing with them or whatever, and then start humping your girl's leg in front of me, looking at me like, yeah, you wish this was you.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait a minute.
No,
not
sir.
Like
no,
that.
Sir.
Not wait, not wait a minute.
No.
I'm going with Wayment. W-A-Y-M-E-N-T.
You ain't never help your girl's
what
leg?
You
never help your girl's
no.
leg?
Negative.
No.
No.
No. No.
Never had an impulse to?
No. No. And my thing is, how old are these people? You know?
I mean,
if you're coming to dance.
I said they were young.
Okay.
I said they were young.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I said they were young.
It's got to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to come over to the dark side.
But, I mean, you still got to do
something
that
you saw going on. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm finished. That's something I saw going on.
That must have been something that you saw going on at that pool party that you went to. Nah, son.
It was pretty civilized there, you know, if I say so. It was, you know, good, clean fun. The pool party was good, clean fun.
Well, I can't say Sunday fun day was, because it might have been some, you know, girl-on-girl booty smacking and leg humping, just not in our section. I can.
But you see what I'm talking about, though. You know what I'm saying? It can happen. They feel themselves.
Well,
you know,
I ain't say it couldn't happen. I just said it didn't happen with us.
Oh, okay.
Is this
so, no,
when
yeah,
he was disrobed, hot chocolate? This is when he, you know, his...
Nah.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
You were present when the disrobing happened.
I was being funny.
Oh.
Since he, you know, threw me under the bus earlier.
I ain't doing that.
Mutual bus tossing. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
It's
there
all
you
good.
Go.
That's what you won't call it. So, I mean, it just bugs me out, though. It bugs me out. Like, you know, if you want to dance with your girls, I could have stayed home with that. That's just how it
is. I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
You come here to dance, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, if we had better options for dance partners, we wouldn't dance with our girls.
Oh.
I can't speak for them non-rhythm-having dudes. I know how to get up on something. Trust me.
But is that really dancing?
What you're saying?
Getting up on somebody, that's not dancing. Listen.
I could work my way to that. If you're trying to play hardball, I'll work my way to that. I'll dance with you so good face-to-face, you want to turn around and just give it to me. That's how it normally goes. And I don't even ask for it half the time. Hey, look, you ain't got to believe it. My record speaks for itself. And anybody that knows me, listen to that, they know what I'm saying is the unadulterated truth. So I'm not even going to, I ain't got to defend myself on that one. Nah, but that's serious though. You know what I'm saying? That's normally how it goes down. I don't normally have to, like, you know, I don't normally ride up on nothing unless you come at me with it, then, you know, then it's going to make it do what it do. But anyway, yo, 9:39, we're going to be right back. A lot of tickets out there I could have made famous, but you ain't act right.
Man, I can understand how it might be kind of hard to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
So it's only let the beat rock. Outside, niggas that know me best. I feel like me and Taylor might still have. That's why I made that shit famous.
Goddamn!
I made that shit famous. For all the girls that got it from Kanye West. If you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why? They mad they ain't famous.
Goddamn!
They mad they still nameless.
Talk that talk, man.
A man in the store trying to try his best. But he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood famous.
Goddamn.
Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Maybach music.
I just wanted you to know.
The furnace, fire, fortunes in the fumes. The aura arrogance has been known to fill a room. Boom, Lud, who are you? Rockefeller Records on record to kill a crew. Vegas and my palms are done like the Maloose. Only one with beat tapes from Kanye on my mama's stoop. But I've been known to become a loop. Malcolm X in his day, say my name and here come the truth. Hands out my pocket, I cock it and let it loose. And Dame was spilling Armadale on a boost. Martin Luther King's real estate was a dream. Farrakhan's farm was one that I once seen. The final call. Dog, stay on your team. Fragrance is an agent provocateur. Stay on my queen. Mind your business, the killers can intervene. I'm half naked in a GQ magazine. Pool's looking like it's WrestleMania. I'm the Rock setting fire to the stadium. Burning down in the mall to another beat. Might get engaged to a freaky for a couple weeks. Huh. Something I can't afford if you not a playboy. That's something I can't endorse. Win, lose, or draw. William living like he Biggie Smalls. Balling like it's tax season. I was born to be a boss. See that your face froze. Bobby Brown, locked jaw. Whitney Houston in the ghost. Gucci and Cartier, casualties of the fame. Your MCM, she even tagging my name. Rosé.
I'm Radio Live, Social Lab. You're tuning with the greatest right now. It's your boy, Save James. I'm still rocking here with Hot Chocolate, Fee, Sweet Tooth,
yep.
LLC, and in the building right on time, because he's always on time, is TM Hyman, radio.com himself. What's happening, B?
What up? What up, folks? Hump Day Wednesday.
Well, hello, hello.
What it do?
Yo, you tried that Crown Royal? You tried that Crown Royal Northern Rye, Northern Harvest Rye joint yet?
No, sir.
Crown Royal Northern Harvest Rye?
Nah, I don't know about that.
Actually.
Yeah, it's like in a beige bag. It's in a beige bag. Check for it. It's not that bad. But yo, before we go any further, we got to bring back Sweet Tooth LLC to give us that part two recipe. Tom Cohen, I even know it.
Didn't even know.
Okay. What we got tonight, we're going to end it with a super sexy chocolate covered strawberry dessert waffle quesadilla. So we're going to tie it all up.
Rewind select. I'll come again. A waffle quesadilla, son?
Yes.
You peep out her joint is always super sexy or grown and sexy
yes.
or something like that. So that's the tip right there. This is not for the kiddies.
Right,
you can make it for the kiddies, but this is for you and your honey. We're going to make sure we plug up our waffle iron, get that nice and hot while we're getting all of our ingredients together.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to start with two 10-inch flour tortillas, 2 tablespoons of melted butter, 1 cup of thinly sliced strawberries, 1/4 cup of Nutella or a hazelnut spread, or if you prefer just a chocolate spread, something along those lines, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and some powdered sugar for dusting. And if you want to take it up a notch, you get you some vanilla bean ice cream, some caramel or some chocolate sauce, all of that's kind of optional. Now, what you would do, once your waffle iron is hot, you would spray it down with some cooking spray, brush one side of your tortilla with some of the melted butter. On the inside, you would spread the hazelnut spread, and arrange your sliced strawberries really thin on your tortilla, and take your other tortilla and place it on top and smear a little bit of the melted butter on the outside. All you're going to do is take your quesadilla and put it inside of your waffle iron, close it down until it gets a nice golden brown. That usually takes about 3 to 4 minutes. Once that's done, you take it out, get you some powdered sugar, dust it over top, cut it into fours like you would do a regular quesadilla, align it really, really cute along your bowl with your vanilla bean ice cream, pour a little bit of that caramel or that chocolate sauce on top, and go ahead and feed that to your honey, and, you know, go ahead and get your grown and sexy on after that.
Yeah.
Mm.
How does that sound? Yo, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like I could take those ingredients into my room and make bacon. That's what it sounds like.
Bacon?
What? Bacon?
Oh,
where did bacon
come
from?
I'm so confused.
Okay. Okay.
We don't need no kitchen to make that cook. That's what that sounds like.
Okay.
For those ingredients.
Okay. Wherever your mind just went, go ahead and knock that on.
Spread this here.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
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 That sounds like a bomb.
How do you come up with bacon, though, son?
Bomb dish right there.
I'm trying to figure out. So how you figure out how to go with bacon? Never mind. I don't even know if I want to know. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. But, yeah, nope. Y'all got to try that one. It's really, really yummy.
Without giving away your trade secrets, how do you formulate these recipes that you come up with? Because I know in the chef world, you know, a lot of it is kind of trial and error, and then combinations of different things, maybe with other recipes that you already have, just to, you know, put a different twist on it. So how do you come up with your stuff?
I dream a lot of my recipes. I'm constantly trying to tweak other recipes, make them my own. I like a lot of quick, being that I'm a mother, I like a lot of quick items that I can do. Sundays, yeah, if you want to, you know, cook all day long for your family, have at it. But majority of us have busy lifestyles. So I like to kind of condense it down to something that, you know, any mother, any household can do in a reasonable amount of time, but
right.
as tasty as all get out, you know. So, like with that one, I just kind of, you know, said, you know, you can put anything in a waffle iron, not just a waffle. You know, you can do an omelet in the waffle iron. You could do some of anything in the waffle iron. So, and they heat up very, very quick, and they clean very quickly. So it doesn't take away from whatever you have to do within your household, be it homework, work,
exactly.
or whatever the case.
In my house, the Grand biscuits on the waffle iron are a big hit with my son.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can do that, like you said, the Grand biscuits. I've done them in the waffle iron. Then I've heated up a little bit of melted butter and honey on a stove, and I've taken it out of the waffle iron and coated it in the butter and the honey, and then rolled it in a little bit of powdered sugar and made little donuts.
All right, now. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about, versatility.
Creativity.
Yeah. Try to switch it up.
That's the chef
life. Try to switch it up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, y'all got
to
let me know when y'all take it. Go ahead.
For sure. For sure. I was just going to let the CM Hyman Radio listeners know that they can be on the lookout for this set of recipes here soon on our website, cmhymanradiolive.com. Also, you can go there and sign up for the newsletter. You can see pictures from when we were in Miami. You can see the video broadcast of Fee's live cooking demonstration where she made these delicious Hennessy wings and lobster bisque loaded seafood potatoes. And
potatoes are pretty good.
Parmesan asparagus and honey butter Cuban rolls and super grown and sexy coconut lemon layered surprise parfait. Like,
parfait.
My waistline needs a break. Okay,
I'm glad you guys can join.
We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. Hey.
I'm back.
CM Hyman Radio Live. It's the Social Lab. I'm ready to go cook.
All
right.
I got lost in the
parfait.
I did.
Fat boy behind a lot of your favorite flows, man. Pay attention.
Whoa.
Ghost writer, blunt lighter. Write a rapper song, then go buy a home. Lyrics they recite, these are words I own. Every album that I made, I did it on my own. Melodies that I would barter. Any label a starter. Any with cheddar, I bet I could make it better. Wanna live a life, so they gotta pay the fee. Last 10 years, everybody came to me. Politicians, propositions, bottom washing dishes. No auditions for these pictures. Many scriptures we've written. Came from the mud, I used to in the tub. You never felt loved and I considered your blood. Charging for the verses. Throwing the chorus, slip and slide, and friendship was then aborted. Publishing was something I would have to earn back. So I wrote so many songs I would deserve that. In return, I wrote them things that would alter the world. Could say some names, many names, as my words are confirmed. As my words are confirmed. As my words are confirmed.
They get so lonely at the top. They get so lonely at the top. I get so lonely at the top, I get so lonely at the top. I get so lonely at the top. I get so lonely at the top, and be so lonely at the top. I 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 be so lonely at the top.
Fell in love with the travel, carry-ons and what have you. If a can't match you, then he was trying to patch you. Ghostwriter put a check on his head. You never knew while at the table cause he hit his hand. Remember receiving words of wisdom from Jimmy Hinchman. I lit a blunt in his honor when he received his sentence. So many successful entertainers with tax problems. DMX went homeless and heard he back robbing. Rose won't be an old with back problems. In the back of the Maybach with Black Tanya. I went out the where I kicked it, we met for the first. All the things I could say.
It gets so lonely at the top. It gets so lonely at the top. I get so lonely at the top. I get so lonely at the top.
I be so lonely at the top.
I be so lonely at the top.
My ego's intact. My pen is unique. Any pressure we come with sticks like they do with Philippe. God gave me a gift, therefore I shared it with them. Ghostwriter publishing, such a beautiful friend. We give them the slang, we leap them the swag. Tell them where they can hang, tell them what they should wear. Cheers to the hustle, to one ghostwriter, never know when they come into touch. My team in fatigue, diamonds drip from my knees. The leech, you all be deceived.
Social Lab, Team Hammer Radio Live. Welcome back. Hey, big up to Meek Mill and that whole crew who was hanging out in South Beach this past weekend. As we were leaving the party, his whole crew was coming in the party, and they turned up at Liv real, real tough, Meek Mill and the crew.
Yeah, hey, Meek Mill and Dion Waiters.
No doubt. 3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, it was a lot of folks hanging out in South Beach this weekend. It was pretty much star-studded. You know, shout out again to No Sleep Clothing, Sleepy Green, that dude Kurt. Yo, we will be in the Bahamas in January.
Sure
more
will.
To come, folks. More to come. And we're back on Friday.
I'm a little nervous about how the Bahamas is going to come out. Like, Miami was bananas. If that's any indication of what's going to happen on the high seas, like out in the open in the international waters, we're in trouble.
You scared or something? You sound scared, man. Stay home.
All I know is every man for himself. Because if you can't swim, hey, you better stay close to the shore.
You better get your life vest off.
Sound kind of
hey,
shook over there, son.
On the East Coast, 656 on the West Coast, the crew holding it down. Hey, we appreciate you for supporting us, folks. All new stuff coming at you real, real real soon. Hey, live remotes. We're going to be doing a live remote soon in Tampa, Atlanta, Norfolk. We were supposed to be out in Annapolis next week. But, folks, be on the lookout for a live remote near you. We're going to do something different for some young people in Annapolis next week for a national night out. But listen, get out, do something in your community. Is it next Tuesday night? Is the national night out? Is the national event? Next
Tuesday
night, I believe.
Tuesday.
I don't know what national night out is. Google it, because it's a pastime that has been acknowledged in America for quite some time. We need to get out in our communities more often. Again, National Night Out next Tuesday, but be on the lookout for the social lab in a city near you. Hey, let's get up out of here. Thanks for rocking.
Let's do it. Do yo, man. Mm-hmm. If you can't be good at it. You know my motto.
I was waiting for your tag. You was a little slow on your draw there, Gunner.
Yeah, my fault. I had some of my eye. My bad.
Oh, Lord. We are
my
that crew, that team, that network. From Madam Boston, whatever you do, do it well. TM Hyman Radio Live and Social Lab.
I'm just trying to
make sure she's not forgotten. Like, you know.
Oh, you want to keep
it
alive.
Yo. That's all.
This Crown Royal is 90 proof, son. I just read it.
You just read
it,
and you felt it kick in, one of the two.
No, I
sound
just
like
saw it.
Sound like an alky, huh?
Son, I'm telling you, mm-hmm. It's 90 proof. Official. Whatever, son. Yo,
mm-hmm.
We be back Friday. Yeah, they be back Friday. It hurt my feelings. We holler at
Rough Riders, we back. You know the streets don't know how to act.
Let's go!
To you. Turn your festivities right into a funeral. The body look beautiful. Now you can let them know it's real wherever kiss at. Your face get broke though. I don't know who can fix that. Might have to ask Ye that. I don't play that. I was moving that Vanna White before Say Jack. 500 stacks in the condo. Pronto. Handshake. Eye contact when I convo. Fake and the phony don't mix. Real homies roll thick. Real rollies don't tick. You're lying. In your stupid head chain type up, but you expect people to believe them is real diamonds.
Now, who's fake, who's real?
See him, live, 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 see him,